This is episode number 2134 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, January 20th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
She's feeling good.
Good.
She had her female parts removed, the inner parts, and also her appendix, which ended her problems that she's had, female problems, all her life. She's
good.
Horrible. I don't know. Did you ever see the biopic?
You know, I haven't seen it.
So good.
It's good.
And you just feel for this woman.
Wow.
That she's just had a tough time. She had a tough time being pregnant. She had a tough time with her female times of the month. And, just terrible. What is it? Endometriosis or something like that?
Oh, that's what she had? Yeah.
It's just horrid.
That's rough.
And so I found a new appreciation for her as a human.
Mm-hmm.
And comedy, you know, obviously helps. Maybe not her so much. But she says she feels better than she's ever felt. She's lost some weight. She had some liposuction. She's down to about 170 pounds,
good
which she publicly said. And there's a picture of her on Instagram wearing a black swim attire of some sort. It doesn't look like a swimsuit. But good for Amy Schumer.
Good for Amy Schumer.
She said she left behind a lifelong amount of pain.
Wow.
Yeah. That she's always been in pain.
That's big when that can happen for someone.
Yeah. So good for Amy. Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News, kids. Here's Morgan.
So, you know, it's not one of those who cares things, because I care.
Oh, yeah.
It involves Keanu.
Oh, you care.
I care.
We don't care.
So Keanu Reeves has made a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Lots and lots.
They said lots of money.
Now, by some estimates,
because of his great acting ability.
He's
so good on screen.
Don't be dissing my Keanu. Don't do it. You're just jealous because he worked with Halle Berry.
And Sandra Bullock, twice.
I know, he did. He even kissed her.
I know.
Anywho, so now by some estimates, it's been around like $315 million.
Wow.
And a longtime family friend says he's somewhat embarrassed about that. Now, I
can see that. I think he's a very shy, inward person.
He's a humble person.
Yeah, humble. That's a good
word
for it.
Keanu is humble.
He's humble.
But I'd like to sit down and talk with him about that.
Oh, sure you
would.
Sure you would like to sit down and talk with him.
And I'd hold his hand.
Yes.
And I'd stroke his hand.
He'd stroke his hair.
Play with his hair.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And
yeah,
I'd tell him, it's okay, Keanu. Yeah. You've earned it.
You've earned it. And by golly, if you need to get rid of some of that money, right? Right?
I'm a worthy cause.
Your favorite charity.
That's right, my own favorite charity. Yes, the Bank of Morgan.
He's given away a lot of stuff, though, right? He's a pretty generous guy.
He's had a slew of tragedies in his life.
Yeah, poor
guy. And he's made it his life's mission to spread the wealth. Because he knows, this family friend says, he knows how, he's given away a lot of money, done a lot more for people than most people will ever know.
Oh, yeah.
He
probably
knows he's
more
lucky
than anybody in Hollywood, to be honest with you, I think. Yeah.
Probably.
Wow.
He is a good soul.
And $315 million, though, it's a ton of money. It's not a ton of money. It's not Jeff Bezos rich.
Well, no. Who
you
is?
Know? No, it's not Bill Gates rich. It's not Elon Musk rich. I mean, it's rich.
It's not Khloe Kardashian rich.
No.
But he's evidently one of the most generous stars in Hollywood. He gives lavish gifts, even to food service employees, his family, charities. And remember those John Wick Rolexes he did to his stuntman?
I remember that.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to just do craft service on his next movie. And then he'll tip us well.
Well, I am a nurse. Well. Maybe I can go do first aid.
Oh, there you go.
I'm here with a box of Band-Aids and a nice ace wrap.
Drop your pants, Keanu.
Now let's get down to what the Who Cares News is really all about.
Stuff you don't care about.
Exactly.
And we got that. Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
What is it you don't care about?
The wonderful bottom of the barrel. Netflix has decided to cancel Paris Hilton's culinary TV show, Cooking with Paris, after just one season.
Have you seen?
And I'm surprised they let it go a whole season.
I know, right? Have you seen that?
Nope.
Oh, I watched an episode.
I've just seen a little clips.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Terrible.
Terrible. Hilarious.
Terrible,
yes.
Hilarious.
I saw as much as I needed to see.
I'm just gonna out myself here.
Uh-huh.
Watching her sex tape was better than watching her cooking show. I'm just gonna put that out there. And her sex tape wasn't that good. So
I can't imagine it
really wasn't.
Even would be.
Yeah.
All right. So don't know if you ever saw an episode of the cooking show, but Sadly,
you're not going to see anymore.
And because Paris really doesn't know how to cook. But she thinks she does.
Yes, I will say, after watching an episode that I watched, she was making spaghetti, of all things, the easiest thing to make. And she messed that up, too.
How do you mess up spaghetti?
She just did. I mean, I don't even want to go there. It was just like, there's like 3 jars of spaghetti sauce. I think I'll use them all. I think that's one of the things she did. It's like,
fancy.
Yeah.
All right, so Paris, she whips up a storm in the kitchen. That's what they said. While wielding diamond-encrusted utensils.
That's true.
And wearing red carpet-ready outfits.
Not always, but yeah, some. Okay. Yeah.
Now, Kim Kardashian.
Yep.
Saweetie. Demi Lovato.
Uh-huh.
They're among the celebrity guests that stop by her chaotic kitchen in season 1. But they don't have to worry about stopping back by again, doing a favor for a friend. Because it's not going to be
there's
anymore.
There's no season 2.
That's right.
It's done, people. And it's done.
Netflix, I think, is breathing a sigh of relief. Twitter user at Laughing in Spanish wrote...
At Laughing in Spanish?
Seriously, Netflix? You have a long list of terrible shows you can cancel instead of Cooking with Paris, which is hilarious.
True, they do. They have a long list of shows that you would not want to watch.
Yeah, that's true. No. Another user tweeted, Netflix explain canceling Cooking with Paris, my emotional support show. What is the point of letting her do it that way?
Well, she's Paris Hilton. I mean, and she has some popularity. She had a real popular TV show on Fox.
That was a long time ago.
20 years ago, whenever it was.
Yeah, so. Long time ago. Well. But did someone think to say to her, this really sucks?
No. Who's going to say that to her? Seriously.
She can go back to being a DJ and tacos,
yeah, but not a national DJ, because
no,
that's a different kind of DJ.
Right. She goes and spins the club.
She goes to Ibiza. She does clubs.
Yes.
She makes way more money than we do. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow.
She winks one eye and makes more money than we do.
Bitter party of two. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.